Hello, Audio Boo. Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. It's day 27 of Audio Mode 2014, and that means it's Friday, the 27th of June, and it's 10:55 a.m. I've just had a little bit of excellent customer service, and I want to tell everybody about it, because it's not very often that happens these days, is it? So, as many of you will know, if you're listening to me on a regular basis, I'm about to embark into the world of backpacking and wild camping, and I've been making a couple of purchases. I've been selling off some of my much loved treasured possessions in order to fund my new venture. Little bit of heartbreak, little bit of sorrow in letting these things go, but hopefully much happiness to follow. Now, there is a company called Backpacking Light, backpackinglight.co.uk is where you can find them. Now, I've known about this company for quite a long time because I'm a hill walker, and I always have been a hill walker. So I read magazines and I look at websites and I follow people on Twitter and stuff. I've known about this company for a long time, but never had anything to do with them, purely and simply because backpacking and light didn't really sort of matter to me, because I wasn't doing backpacking. I've only really ever done day walks for the last 20 odd years anyway. I have been site camping, so everything's big, massive airbeds and down duvets and all kinds of stuff. You know, you don't worry about anything being light, it just all goes in the boot of the car. So Backpacking Light was the company that I'd never had anything to do with. However, I needed a shelter if I'm going to go wild camping. And being a tall fella, most of your sort of one-man backpacking mountainy type tents are really, really too short for me. Really small indeed. So I was kind of looking at possible alternatives. And thanks to Audioboo's very own Big Rick, or one word, he pointed me towards this particular shelter called a Lux Outdoor Mini Peak 2. I've probably told you about this before. I'm quite excited about it. Anyway, the only company that sells these things is Backpacking Light. They're the official importer for the UK. I think you can probably get them on eBay if you import them from America or somewhere, or probably Hong Kong, I would think. But obviously then you've got the issue of possibly getting stopped at customs and getting import tax slapped on it and that kind of thing. And the difference in price isn't all that great, to be honest, in getting them from abroad. So I'm quite happy to pay a little bit of extra money, and I'm talking 10 or 15 quid, something like that, maybe a little bit more, I don't know, to buy it from a recognised supplier within the UK, not only for the risk of getting stopped at customs, but also, if anything goes wrong with it, it's much easier to deal with a UK company than it is to ship it halfway across the world back to America or Hong Kong or wherever it's come from, and, you know, obviously run the gauntlet of customs yet again. So I bought this thing, happy as Larry. It comes, it's great, put it up, hunky dory. Obviously I wanted to check the stitching and all that kind of thing, just to make sure it's all good and there's no leaks or rips and it's all put together properly and everything else, and it's all great. The only slight problem was that there are 6 pegging points, 2 of which are on the sides, and they are just simply a loop of webbing tape stitched into the fabric. And the supply tent pegs, one side the peg went through fine, the other side the peg wouldn't go through. The webbing loop was too small for the peg to fit through. Oh, thinks I, never mind, not a problem. For immediate purposes, I'll just nip into the garage and open one of my other tents, I've got 2 or 3 in there, and grab another tent peg, a thinner one, and use that for now. Long term, I'll pick up a bit of paracord or a bit of Dyneema, and I'll just put a little loop on there. It's not a problem. It really doesn't matter. I need to get some Dyneema or something anyway for some other for something else that I want to do. So you know, it really isn't an issue. And all is good. So I dropped the company an email, dropped Backpacking Light an email. First thing I will say is when they delivered it, they sent it next day delivery as promised, and it arrived all well packaged and everything else. And when I opened the package, I was very pleased to find it all very, very neatly packed with a handwritten note inside from, it's only a family firm, Bob and Rose, that run it. and a handwritten note from Rose saying something along the lines of, hope you enjoy this, you know, happy camping or something like that. Just a few words, but nice to see it's handwritten with a little smiley face and all that kind of thing. You think, oh, that's nice. And then next thing to fall out of the box was a packet of Skittles. Sweets. Oh, wow, that's good. Nice little surprise. And then when I've sort of looked around, it's apparently that's a thing that they do. It's one of their little sort of things. They give everybody, every order, they put a packet of sweets in, which I think is a really, really nice little touch. Handwritten note, packet of sweets. What more can you ask for? I think that's fantastic. And from a major organisation, you would think that's a bit tacky. But when it's from literally a small family business like that, I think it's a really nice personal touch, because you genuinely know that it's there to make you smile, basically, and that's exactly what it did. So, having discovered that this little bit of this webbing wasn't quite right, I thought, well, I'll just drop them an email. It doesn't matter, but I'll just drop them an email so they're aware of it in case they get any others with the same problem. Didn't really bother me at all, but I just wanted to let them know. So I dropped them an email and said, hey guys, I love it. I really enjoy this. It's a fantastic little product. The only thing is this bit of tape is a little bit too small. Just so you know, don't worry about it. I can sort it. It's fine. Thanks very much. And that was it. I got an email back from them saying, the webbing tape isn't where you put your peg through. You put it through the loop of Dyneema, which should be on there. So I guess it's missing off that side, is it? Well, actually, no, there isn't a loop of Dyneema on either side, it was my reply. So I guess that, you know, they've been missed off in manufacture. Okay, that's fine. But again, I stated that, look, it's not a problem. Please don't worry about it. I'm not complaining. I'm just making you aware. I'm very, very happy with it, and it's not a problem for me to sort myself. You know, I'm certainly not complaining, and I made that abundantly clear. That was about a week ago, and I thought nothing of it since. I put it up again the other day. My mate popped round, and he wanted to have a look at it, so I put it up again, and I kind of thought, yeah, I'll pick some Dyneema up next time I'm in the shop. But this morning, envelope lands on my doormat, a big fat jiffy bag with another invoice on the front from Backpacking Light, and I thought, I haven't ordered anything else. Well, I opened up this envelope, and out pops another handwritten note from Rose saying, happy camping, a little polythene bag with a couple of metres of Dyneema in the bag, and then another packet of Skittles drops out. And I just thought, you know what? That's amazing. That's absolutely fantastic. That just doesn't happen these days. Well, obviously it does, because it has, but that's got to be a rarity. Certainly not your everyday way of being served as a customer. And I just thought that was fantastic. I really did. And especially to put another packet of sweets in there as well. And again, I know it's only a little touch, but it's the little things that make all the difference, and that to me is just amazing, because I wasn't disappointed with the product in the first place. I wasn't disappointed with the service in the first place. I had no complaint at all. And you get so used to complaining until you're blue in the face to these companies, where no matter what you say, your issues are just shrugged aside, and you're just a number on a piece of paper, and nobody really cares. And you've often got to make 10 or 12 phone calls to get something done when you've got a genuine cause for complaint. And then on an occasion when I wasn't even complaining, and I wasn't bothered, and I didn't expect anything at all, and then they go that extra mile to not only help you out, but also to put the issue right, or to help you put the issue right, and then to go the extra mile and you know, treat you as if you've just, you know, made another purchase from them. I just think it's absolutely outstanding, really do. I can't speak highly enough of this company. And looking around the internet, the general consensus from what I can gather from other people who've used them is that this is not unusual. This is how they do business. So if you're in the market for any sort of tents, backpacking equipment, anything like that, I can strongly recommend this company, backpackinglight.co.uk. They've also got a YouTube channel called The Outdoor Station, where they do product reviews and some handy hints and tips and stuff about how to make sort of DIY windshields and that kind of thing. But I'm just blown away by that service. It's only a little thing, but that little thing has really, really touched me, and I'm really, really impressed. So yes, I will leave you with that. Go check them out. Thanks for listening to me, guys, and I will catch you all later on. Take care now. Bye-bye.